Yeah, hi. You told me to stay after class again. Fucking again. What is it this time? I was late. Yes, I missed the bus. That's not my fault, is it? Ugh, whatever. I noticed you never call others out for not wearing their uniform properly. Not a priority? Yeah, right. Okay, I know my grades haven't been great lately. My homework? No, I guess I forgot it again. I just don't get on with this subject, sir. It's boring, and I don't see the point of it. Yeah, sure, a good grade would be nice, but at my age, I've got other things on my mind. And I've already got an apprenticeship waiting for me when I get out of this place. Can't you just give me a break? It's not my fault I've got to come here. Yeah, okay, I'll try not to be late. Fine. But can you stop giving me shit about my grades? You sound just like my dad. Grades, grades, grades. Does a girl as hot as me need good grades? Don't blush. You blushed. So you think I'm hot too, huh? Well, that shouldn't be a surprise. Is that why you never tell the other girls off for wearing their uniforms incorrectly? If the girls dress in other classes like they do here, they'd be in detention in a heartbeat. But they know you turn a blind eye. Is it because you like looking at us, sir? Huh. I think I might have figured out your weakness then. Is that why Lucy and Becky always get straight A's? Lucy with her massive boobs crammed into that gaping school shirt. I thought she was undoing her top three buttons just to be more comfortable, but now I know better. And Becky, with all that bare midriff, tying up her shirt to show as much belly as she can. I guess you're into sexy tummies, huh? Want a quick look at mine? Will that raise my grades? I'm pretty sure it's going to raise something. I've got pretty big tits, too. Maybe not massive jugs like Lucy's, but you'd be surprised. My shirt fits a lot better, and I wear a bra more often. But if it'll improve my grades and I'm not gonna get in trouble, fuck it. I'll free the boobies. I never knew you were such a perv. But now I know. You're mine. Not just mine. I'm going to tell all the girls, and this classroom's gonna be heaven for you. Big young tits wobbling around inside tight shirts, the shortest skirts in school history, showing off smooth, long teenage legs. And just a hint of a pert buttock. Probably a few panty shots if you're lucky. And all that smooth, bare belly just begging to be touched. And all those sexy belly buttons completely distracting you from your job. And that's why this room is going to be hell for you. Because you have to do your job, and you have to behave. We could get you in so much trouble, but fuck our end of the bargain. We're never gonna have to do any work ever again. You can't protest at this point, not with that massive hard-on that's been growing down there. You're gonna call the office? Now? No, you're not. Put the phone down. Come on, please. I'll take my top off if you put it down. And you did, obviously. Didn't I tell you that you're mine now? Okay. Since you're a good teacher, I'll undo my buttons. God, can that cock get any harder? Here, look at my cleavage. Didn't I tell you I had great tits? That's it. Now imagine with Becky and Lucy either side of me, with all our shirts open, our school ties hanging between our boobs, three sexy bellies all in a row. I can see you instinctively moving your hand towards your hard cock. You want to wank over me? Go ahead, get that cock out. It's practically bursting out anyways. That's right. Hold it and jerk it for me. Let me get this shirt all the way off. There. Now you can see properly. Yeah, I'm leaving the tie on. I know you pervs like that. So, you want to see my boobs? I know you do. That's very, very naughty. if I'm going to release these tits for you, you're going to have to do something for me. Here. This is my report card. I haven't taken it home yet. To be honest, there's more D's in there than Lucy's underwear drawer. Yes, you're going to change it for me. Now. Do it, and you get these. That's a good teacher. Hard to use a pen when you can't stop jerking off, isn't it? That's right. A plus? Well, thank you, sir. I think you've done this before. Lucy, Becky, both? Well, brace yourself, sir. I think you're going to be doing this a few more times. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten. I'm taking the bra off for you now. Your face! You must really like them. I notice your cock is getting a bit wetter, too. I'm glad you like my tits. I'm pretty busty, huh? Keep looking at them. Keep touching yourself. Look how big and perky they are. Perfect teen tits. Imagine these pressed up against Lucy's. I've seen hers in the changing room. They're fucking huge. And I think you'd like Becky's too, sir. They're not too big, but they're totally perfect. Her nipples are soft and beautiful and so perky they almost point upwards. You are going to come soon, aren't you, sir? Well, before I let you, I'm just letting you know, I'm going to carry on being late to class. Sometimes I might not come at all. Why? I just don't like getting out of bed. But you're going to write down that I was here, aren't you, sir? Say yes. Say yes now, or you're not allowed to come. Say yes, and I'll send you some pictures of us from the pool party we had on the weekend. Just a hint, Lucy's bikini couldn't take the strain, and we did vodka shots out of Becky's belly button. Yes? Good, I'll drop my skirt for you. These are cute panties, aren't they? I don't always wear any, but these ones are lucky. I always get my way when I wear these. I've got a great ass, too, haven't I? Look how close it is to your cock. Are you gonna come for me? Come for me? Yes, come for me. And Becky and Lucy and all the other girls who now totally own you. Come on, nearly there. Imagine your cock between these teenage tits. Me and Lucy running our boobs all over your cock, making them slippery with your cum. Yeah, cum all over our big tits. Wow, that was a good one, huh? It better have been because you just sold your soul for sexy teen bodies. Uh-huh, I was filming that. Of course I was filming it. Why else would I give you such a good time? That's my insurance. Our insurance. Soon, this is going to be the highest scoring class in the school. And you can't change the rules now. You can't tell anybody anything. Because if you do, I've got this recording and I can ruin your life. Look on the bright side. This classroom is going to be insanely hot. And all it costed you was your professional ethics. So cheer up, it's going to be a fun year for all of us. Oh, and bye. I don't think we'll be seeing each other for a while. I feel like I'm going to need a few lions after this exertion. Don't forget to mark me in, and A's for the homework, remember? I'll send those pics to your staff email. Have fun jerking off to those too, you old perv.